Okay.
It's just me.
Nancy, you just got that 8:16 recording, right?
Yep.
Okay. We need the one from the last meeting, I think. Nobody recorded.
The last meeting wasn't recorded. Nope. Yeah.
Perfect. I like those.
Me too.
Me too.
All right. First topic is the construction schedule. Schedule update number 15 to be issued this week. Update number 15 will have a later completion date than that the previous update. I wrote that completely wrong.
Than
the previous update. Piazza currently working on update number 16 for March 2024 completion for AB and May 2024 completion for CB. Piazza requesting a scheduled meeting before update number 16 goes out. Piazza to provide meeting agenda for project team to review. We did have a scheduled meeting last week.
All right, let's stop there. So update 16 is coming when? I think everybody sent in their comments.
It's in the process of being updated. We'll need another meeting right after that, Nance, because everyone's going to have to cut duration, in my opinion, to hit that March completion. But you should... I know Stuart's working on it. I called him this morning. He didn't call me back.
So, you think this week?
I would say probably early next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
You say cut durations?
We may have to cut duration, yes.
Jose walked in at the right time.
I don't see that happening. The only way we're going to cut duration is if we have to work overtime and we expect to get paid to work overtime.
Let me rephrase then, because I don't want this to become an argument. Well, let's look at the new schedule as soon as it comes out, and then we'll talk about it. But, Chris, if you could just make one change, it's not just Piazza's schedule, it's everyone's schedule.
Okay.
Thanks.
Payment application number 16 has been processed. Piazza would like to discuss the general conditions for payment application number 17 with KGD, Savin, and YPS following the meeting. That happened also. Piazza stated metal panels are in fabrication and will advise on delivery date. Did we get an update on that delivery date?
The panel guys are here already working after the brick is cleaned down, right? Washed down. We'll start putting the panels in. But they're put in the Z skirts and the insulation.
They just started.
Yes.
Yesterday. They're on the courtyard side.
Okay. Talt sent panel and switchboard delivery schedule to all on 9/7. Remaining panels were received yesterday 9/26. Some have missing breakers. What are we doing about those missing breakers?
The missing breaker is, the main one is for panel MP4, and they're coming today. That's the next line.
Yeah.
They might be on my doorstep.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, they just got delivered.
And those were delivered today.
Okay. Switchboard scheduled for 2/24. Talt to provide monthly updates. Still the same, right, Jose?
So the guy from meeting was here on Monday. Okay. And he said that, I believe the date was 2/9. And he said that they're going to be doing a little bit better than that, but only by a couple of weeks.
Yeah, what that 2/24 is, it's really February 2024.
Yeah.
So we should spell that out.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
the 24th
yeah.
of February.
I had the same.
Yeah. No, it's 2/9.
Yes.
And he said that as of right now, it looks like they could do a little bit better.
Maybe
2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, not by a lot.
So.
Three-phase temporary power will be available for elevator installation. Needs a confirmed date of service with Con Ed. Is that happening right now?
Well, no.
No.
The service that Con Ed is doing right now is for the permanent service. Con Ed was here to do their work the other day.
Thursday.
So we have to do the switchover. And, the power for the elevator will be available, but there's a change order that needs to be approved.
Well,
Well, I don't think Savin had anything to add, so I think you're going to be getting the paperwork today or tomorrow for the loan. So.
So can he order the material? Because that's the important piece, him ordering the stuff.
Well, we're done reviewing it, right?
Yeah.
Change orders being issued, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Time to proceed.
Mm-hmm.
Please look.
Savin again stated Eaton to provide update on switchboard. We just got that. Need checklist for 800 amp service.
Need checklist.
What do you know what that was for?
Well, the only thing I can comment on the 800 amp service, if they're talking about the temporary service,
that's what that is. Yeah.
Because
that's changed in the last few days again. Right?
It correct. So let's just touch on that real quick. So we did have a meeting last week, and we discussed the 800-amp service. There was mention that we received the design, if you want to call it, from BGA. I guess Vince did some sort of drawing or design for the 800 service, and there was actually two options. The one option is off the table because it's too much money. The second option is the one that we're going to be going with, but it was mentioned that I received the emails and I received nothing. So after that August meeting that we received, that we had here, I didn't receive any other paperwork.
Correct.
Regarding the temporary service.
Until last
And I was last just last asked Wednesday. Last week to start looking into this.
Yes. That's
okay.
Correct.
So
we're on the same page.
Okay. So I just want that to go on record that for 2 months I didn't receive anything until last week when I was asked to look into it. And I still need that email from Vince regarding what the design is.
There is no detailed design.
Right.
Okay,
narrative description.
Okay, so I need that. I never got that.
Okay.
It was sent to Savin in August.
Yep.
Bulletin 13 for elevator was sent to Talton 927. Talton provide PCO for additional work. We received that.
Yeah, I made a comment on that because you did receive it, but it wasn't a complete bulletin.
I'm sorry, 13?
Yeah.
And then it was reissued.
Is that
and
the
then
one
we have
just the
change
about?
Order.
That's
we have
the one
all
you're
going
to be getting now the
I have,
correct.
Right.
Yeah, but as of last meeting, I didn't have all the information.
Correct.
It was sent to me on that Thursday or Friday, but you have the PCO
yes.
for it.
He's just repeating what's on the minutes from 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of it is old news.
I skipped one. We'll need load requirements for durations of switchover of second temporary service.
I think the load requirements you're talking about is the load requirements for the HVAC equipment.
Yes.
That's been done long ago.
Yeah.
Tall provided schedule of light fixture deliveries to Savin on 9/21. Savin to share with the project team, which we did.
I'm looking to get another updated schedule. I spoke to the rep, a lighting rep.
Good morning, Mike.
And he's going to get me an updated schedule, in particular for the Type A's and the ADMs.
YPS inquired what would be the school address. 121 McLean Avenue is on all documents. YPS was to follow up and advise. I believe that it's a different address and it's Lawrence now.
74 Lawrence. I
think it was 73.
Yeah.
But.
So I spoke to Kevin and we don't have to change the comment documents to temporary or something right now, he said.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody have any comments on the construction schedule or anything that we just discussed? Next topic is field coordination. Just a reminder, all contractors are responsible for daily cleanup. At this time, I'll go around now and I'll ask the primes what they got going on for the next 2 weeks. I'll start with Jose over here on my left. Thank you.
All right, for the next 2 weeks, we'll pull the feeder to the fourth floor, rough in fourth floor data, rough in first floor wiring devices, rough in third and fourth floor wiring devices, rough in the kitchen and the cafeteria, water devices, mounting panels in the basement, working with the masons with the exterior walls.
I'm sure there was a lot more than that.
Doing the temporary 400 amp service switch over tomorrow in the community building, roughing block walls and roughing lighting and power in the first floor. I got a question regarding the community building because we do have the panels and we want to pull feeders for the basement, but because of the flooding, if we install the panels and they get submerged underwater, we have to replace the panels. So what are we doing? Is the basement watertight or not watertight? But
the water is coming into the basement from above at this point. So we have to figure out a way to minimize water getting down to the basement.
But we're talking about like 4 or 5 feet of water.
Yeah, that was the unusual flood that was all over Yonkers. So
okay,
no one could have stopped that.
Can we proceed with installing the basement panels in the basement of the community building?
When's the roofer doing the low roofs?
As soon as they're available.
What's missing on them?
After the block, pancake block goes the first couple courses today, he'll be installing the flashing tomorrow, and then Hull has to finish brickwork above, so give it another week and a half or so, and then once that gets cleaned off, before I install any permanent roof, I need to install railings.
Okay.
And I believe there was a ad for railings on the back side.
Yep.
Of the north side, so that has to be finalized before I can say go, because I'm not cutting roof open to install railings after I set roof.
You mean like we did up on the academic building?
That was different. That's only a parapet. These are get attached
all
to
the deck. Deck. That's right.
So I'm not cutting 6 inches
that's
of
right.
styrofoam out and ruining right. the whole roof. So that needs to be resolved sooner than later.
Okay, so to.
So what we're doing
it's
is...
It's a good 2 weeks until the roof comes
I would
back.
Say you got a good 2 weeks. We've, covered and we're doing our best to keep, some tarps and plastic here and there to try and minimize what's coming through there.
Okay.
We're doing our best.
So most of the water is coming in through the elevator pit via the roof drain at the connector. Right? Because when that fills up, then it fills up the basement. And then if you flip over to the other side of the building, which is along Radford, that stairwell that's wide open, because it's coming in from the slab straight down, that's where it's coming in, basically.
So this isn't flood related, this is just rain related.
Correct.
So we'll hold off 2 weeks.
And then check back.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
Minimum 2 weeks.
You missed a very important part.
What I missed?
The rainwater getting into the community building basement.
Well, it's deeper than that. They're asking about when will the roofs be done. So once pancake box gets installed, which should be finalized today, flashing's going on tomorrow, Hole finishes up brick on the north side of the other stage. We need the railing change order and the little additives finalized for that roof because I can't put a permanent roof down until those railings are fastened. Along with the contract railings, I need all that stuff in fastened before I do permanent roof.
Okay.
So.
What prompted that was that Jose wants to put in his feeder panels. And why would we do that if we're going to sit in water?
We're not.
Agreed.
You have plenty of other work to do, right, Jose?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Was that it, Jose?
Yes.
2 weeks later. Thank you. Mike Piazza, what do you got going on next 2 weeks?
Well, where do you start? So everyone knows that's on site, that we shifted gears a little bit. We're trying to get watertight from, fourth floor is watertight as of tomorrow. We're going to start sheetrocking. Insulating, sheetrocking, and tightening up, working our way down. Tile will continue, fourth floor, gang bathrooms. Zinc panel guys are on site cladding the components. They're installing dirt strips and insulation courtyard. Continue brick courtyard area, as well as community building. Stair B is ongoing.
Stair A, is he almost done?
Stair A is complete today for block work. And then we'll be on the link roof, we'll be starting that brick on that open wall that ties into the courtyard. So a lot of brick is going on the next 2 weeks.
I see they started the veneer on Lawrence yesterday.
Correct, yep. So that as well, so the veneer, continue that. Screen, that's pretty much everything. I'm sure I missed a bunch of shit. But
yeah.
Finalize a little bit of the roofing here and there.
Stair C?
Piecemealing stair C.
No, really. Is he coming back to do work, or what's happening with him?
He was here yesterday.
Yeah, he was here
yesterday.
He did a little bit yesterday. He's doing a little bit tomorrow, next day, and Saturday.
Is he here today?
No, I haven't
seen
him.
He's a one-man show?
One-man show.
What about the small
high-tech
steels?
Stairs. Miscellaneous.
The uppers will be complete tomorrow, but I'll say today on Lawrence. We'll be complete with the fourth floor small rooms. The third floor roof, blocking's installed, and...
Waiting on that change, we proceeded, and... Because
signed this morning.
It went in, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good.
So we're
I mean, I said agreed on
Friday, yeah, no, I know.
So
yeah, no.
It was moving.
Yep.
Okay.
So we jumped on that. The roofer, once he gets... If you're looking at the main entrance, the left-hand side of the scaffold up, then he will complete that section. He can't install that type of roofing on a large area without scaffolding. So we're going to raise that scaffold, complete third floor roof areas as we go down the line.
So
they're watertight now, for the most part. We're tarping it and keeping it dry, so we have nothing coming in.
So when do you think he's going to be roofing that little...
Section by section, the next couple weeks. For the mid-main section, I might get an alternate lift just to complete that section. I would just have the left and the right.
He can't do it off the lift?
He cannot do it off the lift. That's why we're throwing around the idea of a liquid... roofing for that area, but it was more costly than doing what's on the drawing. So,
Forno working?
Forno is caught up right now until the mason stops feeding out of the window. So they're caught up. Every window's in the courtyard that we can do. Finalizing caulking today. South facade is complete. Where we have the zinc panel in, so he might be pulling off for a few days until the brickwork gets caught up.
Thank you, Mike.
Yep.
Jim, what do you got going on next 2 weeks?
2 weeks. Did we look at it? Didn't I just send that in?
You did, but everybody else wants to hear it.
All right. Oh, sure. Refrigeration piping on the roof. They're going to be making their way down to the fourth floor and doing risers and what have you. ATC wiring, insulation, ductwork fourth floor, ductwork community basement.
Bring rain boots.
If it remains dry. I'd like to get the OER tie-ins on the second and third floors if the rock is done on the perimeter. Like in your U8 in the basement of the community, if directed.
Yeah, let's wait on that.
Also, like to get the equipment on the roof for the community building, your U03 and related heat pumps.
I think there's enough stuff on the roof right now.
Lower roof?
Yeah. A couple weeks.
Yeah, we should wait till the mason gets out of that area. You know,
it's just kind of crowded up there.
It's a little bit much.
Anything else, Jim, or that's it?
That is. I put the spiral in the community also, which is the only duct we have left after the windows go in. What timing we got on that?
Yeah, he was here yesterday doing the clips.
He's got the main supports, which he welded right into the structure. And it's 2-3 days we'll knock that out. And all that duct will be done.
So back to the MER on 2 and 3. You need the room sheetrocked, obviously, before you put the duct in, because we'll never be able to sheetrock after.
Yeah, we're within 6 to 8 inches of the wall. We would never do that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Can you, I don't know if Mike already talked to Rob or you.
This is the first time hearing of it.
Okay, yeah. I kind of knew it. I figured you guys talked, but I guess not.
No,
okay.
Second, third floor of the mechanic rooms.
Yeah,
we'll get them rocked up.
Bring up
the fire tips.
We can't do anything unless we get a change order to move the unit.
Correct.
And pour in the pad and rip the old pad out.
Mike Lombardo, what do you got going on next 2 weeks?
We have floor drains and clean outs in the community building basement. Install the showers in the community building, basement bathrooms. We could do the plumbing rough in the coach's office, toilet and sink. We'll do some mop sinks in the janitor closets in the academic building. Some fire caulk, academic building, we can do. The scuppers are complete. We finished them up this week. And as things dry up in the academic building, we're going to have a whole lot of work in there. We still have to do our sewage ejector panels, all that stuff. And, you know, the tile's starting to move along. Before you know it, we'll start our fixtures, but we can't yet.
We don't need fixtures in this building yet.
Yeah. So those are the big things. Most of our work's in the community building basement right now, unfortunately, but we're doing all we can to stay on site and get stuff done.
Do you need the wall framed out in the showers?
I do.
Did you talk to Mike? Or?
I did, yeah. Yeah, they told me they're gonna send someone down there.
Okay.
Well, we'll see what we can do. At this point in time, you know, everyone's talking about the water and the rain getting in there. It's a little too premature to get that wall built. And to sit a finished shower down there. Everyone's talking about finishes and leaving them away from that. And
right.
You guys want to set it in the water. I think you should probably set up on some dunnage.
Well, it is off the ground. It's not a pallet.
Few more days.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Let's get this roof tied in.
What about your sprinkler?
Sprinkler, he's continuing to do his testing. And
he's not outside, right?
Not today, no.
Yeah.
But
he hasn't been here all week, though.
He hasn't. I'm going to get him back here tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
Because some of the ceilings in the bathrooms are framed.
Yes.
So we're going to get him to come in and set it
in
the framing.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next topic. Record documents, daily field reports. I need daily field reports from Tall.
Yep.
Everybody else is good. Permit requirements. Just a reminder, all primes would provide copies of all permits to Savin for record. Site work, still to submit permits for street opening and sewer storm and all the road work out there. We did get the new update permit from Forno for the storage container. So I guess whenever SiteWorks is going to start that work.
Just waiting for the updated CCD to be issued, and then we'll get it scheduled.
I saw they submitted, what did they submit today?
That was
The traffic plan?
Yeah.
I did that this morning before I left, the traffic control plan.
Okay, is that for that work?
Yes.
On Radford and Lawrence.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's for that work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. And it's a very nice plan.
I haven't looked at it yet.
It's very nice.
2 week look ahead. Lombardo's 2 week look ahead ends today, and Piazza's till the end of the week. Everyone else is good. Construction observations. KGD stated the curved tier seating is still unacceptable and the stairs do not match the template. This is currently being worked on in the field and still pending design team approval.
Can I cut you off?
Sure.
Real quick. I spoke to SiteWorks. They're ready for an inspection. So okay. If you could look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Are the templates still out there?
Probably not.
I would be lying. I don't remember seeing them.
No.
They might be somewhere, but they're not sitting there.
Correct.
They had them on there for
a long time.
Yeah.
They weren't there earlier.
I haven't seen it today.
They used a template.
Piazza has addressed the construction fencing and barriers, but a few areas need to be addressed. It's mainly McLean Avenue and Lawrence Street.
It is ongoing. We won't talk about the fence we just took out on the Lawrence for the Con Ed guys, but that's another story.
Regarding PCO 68, Piazza met with the roofer and still waiting for revised pricing.
That's closed.
Closed because you're doing that work with that new PCO you sent out.
Correct. That PCO 68 is a void. I would call it a void.
Yep.
Regarding the air vapor barrier, Piazza stated the manufacturer to be on site early next week. They were on site and they had no issues. Piazza sent an email.
Didn't you upload something?
Yes, I did.
She uploaded it.
I uploaded it so you could see the whole report saying
beautiful.
No issues.
Exactly what we needed.
Thank you, Nancy.
See how simple that was?
Yes, that's what I like. Simple.
CB basement still needs to be cleaned up.
It looks a lot better. We just have to deal with water at this point, but I think until we get roofs, it's going to be the way it is. I mean, a couple layers of sandbags at the couple entrances would help, I think. Of course, we have rain coming over the weekend again. Another fine weekend coming up.
Yeah, that's right.
And these storms, they're slow and they just dump a ton of water over a long period of time. So.
Well, I think temporary protection is a good idea. Because we don't have storm drainage active in that area.
Any other comments or construction observations? Next topic is submittals. Savin still continuing to send the submittal sheet to all the primes. Piazza still to submit projection screen mm-hmm. shop drawings, simulated stone countertop shop drawings. Was ornamental fencing mm-hmm. still on there? Yeah, ornamental fencing, product data and shop drawings,
and the planting schedule.
What's going on with that ornamental fence?
Gus is working on it right now to put the submittal together.
And I'm working on, I'm always working on this.
Yeah.
One second. Any comments back from Becker on the keying?
So funny you said that. Saw him this morning in a meeting, and I said, "Can I get down 35 for keying?" And he said, "Yes." That was it. That was the whole conversation. So
okay.
I know he knows about it, and I'll get him down here whenever you need.
Well, he responded to Brian's email, but I didn't really understand his response. I think that's why I'm bringing it up. He said
he'd file it
away.
I think I need him to look at it.
Wasn't the keying schedule approved?
Yeah.
Nance, I thought keying was done. Is there something that...
Well, you submitted it, and then Brian took it and sent it to the district to make sure everything was hunky-dory.
Okay.
And yeah, our keyways.
And then now it's being
filed. You're going to just do construction courts, right?
All right.
What's in the specs?
I would be lying to you right now, so I'm not sure.
I mean, typically, that's what should be done, and you guys come in and swap them all out at once.
If we could skip a step, we can give you the cores.
I think there was an issue when I was a SAV, and the district didn't want that.
What, for the construction cores?
No, the permanent cores.
Yeah.
You have a hardware guy or something?
We have an in-house locksmith.
Yeah, that wants to put them in for some reason. I don't...
Okay.
But they normally don't want a contractor to get the control keys, because then the contractor can technically make a copy and then be able to get into the building. So usually they just turn the cord over. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we got better things to do
nice
than...
That's the thing. We all end up getting one because everybody needs to get in somewhere. And it's like, can you let me in here? Can you let me in here? And it's a four-story building, so I'll get my workout in.
No need to make a copy for me.
Yeah.
Everybody
else
is down.
Okay. I'll put that on leave.
There's still a few, there's still some resubmittals that Piazza's working on. Mm-hmm. I've also been helping them work on that.
Yep.
We have one submittal pending KG&D, and that's the resubmittal of 2, 3, 4
the construction
plan. Joint plan.
That's been hanging out a while.
Yeah.
Has nothing been resubmitted like six
it's
times?
It's a record drawing. Oh.
Okay.
It looks like it just needs to be pushed through.
Yeah. I resubmitted it a couple of times already.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take a look.
Thank you.
That's it for submittals. RFIs. MC RFI 304, that's still open. EC 254, that's still open. And Piazza GC 280 is still open. We do have new new RFIs.
Hold on. Let's back up. 304. Yep. That's been out there for a while. HVAC 304. Baseboards.
Over a month.
Radiation risers.
I'm sorry?
We need Rick to look at that one.
Well, let's understand the question. It says, will it affect casework? And the answer was no, right?
I don't know what the
it
whole
was the modification of the location of the risers, and there was no casework on those on the wraparound.
So it's been answered.
It hasn't been uploaded. So
okay, let me make sure that gets done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was that what the issue was? I don't remember.
He wanted to make sure that the casework wasn't affected by the change in the riser locations. Is what I understand. Does that make sense, Jim? Is that
I don't know anything about it.
You upload it. I mean, it does go back a while, but
well, it sounds like it's on. It sounds like a paperwork issue, so it's not real. It's not delayed. What's the electrical one?
The two for electrical. There's a one new one, but the old one was 254.
Yeah.
That's the security wiring at the door frames.
Yeah. I got to call Forno with the mic.
And the new one to add to today is 316, and that's regarding light fixtures.
So I'll tell you what.
That's an easy one.
That's though. I'll tell you what the issue with the. Yeah, it is easy. So for the type P, what was approved is a fluorescent fixture, but they have been discontinued, replaced with an LED version. So I attached the cut sheet. So take a look at that. And the type GG, the approved submittal called for a color Laguna Blue. So the factory needs an RAL number for that.
That's an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like BGA already did their review. I think KG&D just needs to check it out.
All right. And she's on top
when
of
did
it.
That come in today?
It went in yesterday, and BGA sent it back yesterday.
And Vina probably says, Brian, I need the color.
Architect to answer.
We do have one new RFI from Piazza, and that's 315, and that's for marker boards.
Yeah.
Marker boards.
What about them?
It says marker boards.
There was
BOD.
A model number that was discontinued.
Yeah,
was
discontinued.
Bank,
so they
she's
yeah.
Look into it.
Yeah.
All right. Easy stuff. We can handle those.
Right.
Other than that, all our RFIs are up to date?
Yeah.
Nothing's holding up the work?
Was there an RFI about the scuppers? Scupper details were missing or need? Was that just a
submitted?
Well, that was a conversation. It's coming to you
any
day now.
Minute now.
Any day now.
Yes.
That's for the lower roof?
Yeah, right.
No, but nice. Mike, to answer your question, there was no RFI or anything.
No.
Yeah.
We talked to Brian in the
very
field.
Very much in my.
Which is why we shouldn't do that, because we don't remember.
It's in my list.
Who doesn't remember?
We.
I'm like a computer chip. I remember everything.
I remember.
I mean, it's good to talk to him in the field and follow up with an actual RFI.
Whatever happened to elephants?
Elephants.
I've never used that one.
All right. Next topic is new items. This was stuff that was discussed at the last meeting.
Chris, can I
cut me off? Sure.
The security door wiring?
Yes.
Is that the same RFI that we were talking of?
4-0?
4-0, yes. Drilling and whatever?
Yes.
Sorry, Chris.
It's not holding anything up.
Today.
It's on my list of things to finish off this week.
For today.
All right, new items from last meeting. Talt still needs ITG updated drawings, still missing some. Need drawings from ITG and for KGD to clarify a few items. I believe we're meeting with ITG this week.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
No?
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow.
I think it's another one of his guys. I thought Isaac went.
Eric?
Eric can't
Eric's
do
not
it,
available.
So Isaac's doing it.
Okay.
Oh, no, he's going with new drawings.
Did you? I don't think so, because he emailed me asking me to tell you to print out a copy of the drawings. This is, I have them. We don't need them.
He doesn't have the drawings?
Yes, he has.
I have them here. Okay. He just doesn't want to bring them. He did send a link of all the cut sheets.
Okay.
Did you see that?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, did you have it?
That was yesterday. The
correct.
Solange, I think her name is?
Yes.
She said, yeah.
Yes. And Brian, there's a couple things in your court from that email.
The freezer and something else.
Yeah, two, maybe three things. The intercom at the cafeteria door, which I still don't know why it's there. It's all in that one email.
Yep.
All right.
Talt's third-party inspection for the first temporary service has been completed and submitted through the Con Ed website. Waiting for Con Ed to provide date of service.
That's done, they came.
They did.
When are you doing the switch over?
Tomorrow.
Okay. After hours?
You want it done after hours?
I'm asking, what did we decide? We kept flip-flopping.
Well, we were talking about doing during lunch. Or
yeah,
during...
I mean, great.
How long does it take?
I'm not sure how great it is. It depends how long it takes.
Yeah, I don't know. If there's no issues, it could take the most an hour with no issues. But like I said, you know, I don't want to get calls from Piazza. I have 30 guys here and just standing around doing nothing because we
don't call me.
So then why would we do it on a lunch hour? The only possibility of that working is if everything.
That's what we're flip-flopping on. So I don't think that it's been decided yet.
Okay. So let me know if you want it done after hours.
Okay.
That's the 400 amp service?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, what time do you guys get here in the morning?
Right back in the
seven.
Excuse me.
Seven?
Right back.
Seven. I thought maybe you guys get here at six, and then you can kind of do it in the morning, you know?
I think we get here at seven.
No problem.
I'll find out.
I'll talk to all our ourselves and
yeah,
see.
Yeah, let's come up with a happy solution between the
two. Who might have facts?
Basketball hoop support in conflict with windows. Piazza State and Nickerson to review in the field and advise.
And they were here last week, and I spoke to Paul yesterday, and they have all their information in to their guy, and he's working on the revised shop drawings now.
Yeah, they're just going to hang right off the trusses.
So
this is what they do.
So, yeah.
Instead of being anchored into the brick or the block, instead of hanging it off the window.
So as soon as I get
I mean, Nickerson knows what they're doing. They'll figure it out. I'm not concerned.
Yeah.
Piazza requesting assistance on the shielding of the power lines.
Done.
Complete.
Closed. I like it. Closed.
4 months later.
For the most part.
But it's closed.
It is closed. Piazza requesting sign-off for top of wall fire inspection. Second and third floor of AB have been completed. We just need the fourth floor.
Yeah, I got to call him in.
And the second and third floor passed inspection. Just
yeah, but we still have to have them come back and look at everybody else's fire stopping too. So it's all inclusive.
Regarding sewer connections, instructions were sent to Piazza. Piazza's provide rates. Piazza provided rates, and I believe the CCD was sent out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just waiting on when the work is starting.
Closed.
We have permits, updated permits from SiteWorks.
Yeah, we just mentioned we still need those. We only have the traffic.
I'll get it on Audi.
J&M stated temporary heat and ventilation needs 20 units wired within the next 3 months. Warranty period starts then, and filter changes will be needed. Savin stated separate meeting will be held at a later date to discuss.
Still
J&M requesting status update on baseboard radiation PCO.
That ball was sent back to J&M's court.
I did everything that was asked from me.
Brian, did you bring that little drawing you had last week that we didn't get a chance to talk
about? Maybe we
can
talk about it after me.
Yeah.
A little bit. Okay.
Yeah. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Which item was that, Jane? I'm requesting status update on
the baseboard radiation PCO.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you mention the janitor stated temporary heat and ventilation needs?
Yep.
Yeah, you just read that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's still open.
That's okay. Do you have something to add?
Yeah. So, Jim, yesterday or the day before, I sent you over the back in August when we had that meeting here for the temporary heat. I sent you over the schedule that Vince gave us about the units that need to be powered. Now, on his list, he only has 13 units. I don't know if you got to see the email that I sent you.
I saw you sent the email yesterday.
Okay.
I didn't see an attachment with that.
There was...
There you go.
So
he prepared.
This is what... So that's what he gave us at that meeting.
Yeah,
those are the units that he's saying that need to be powered up. So he has 13 units on there, and for this comment says 20 units. So that's why I'm looking for this email from Vince.
Well, okay, yeah. If there are more that need to be wired up, then we need to know. That I guess that was our understanding. In order to provide temporary heat, if that's not the case, and it says here J&M stated temporary heat needs 20 units, so we need to know what the other seven are.
So, besides that, I mean, I don't know what the narrative says that Vince put together because it was never sent to me. So there seems to be a discrepancy somewhere.
Okay. That's the email you sent yesterday?
No, that is what he handed out when we had
that
meeting here.
Okay.
Back in August.
Installation of gas rig pad to start once the scaffolding comes down.
Yeah. Ron can wait.
Savin asked if the district plans on staying with the room numbers that are labeled on the drawings. YPS confirmed none are being changed. Savin stated the deputy mayor raising concerns over housekeeping issues around the sidewalks and the overgrown weeds. Piazza to address, but Piazza stating they are not responsible for community litter.
So what about, the armed barriers around the entire property? What about the street side of those? Who's responsible for that?
We've dialed them up here and there, sound like a weekly thing.
I get it.
But we've done our best,
Can we do another round soon?
After this weekend's rain, I think we'll take care of it.
Okay.
As we did the last time.
We're hoping that'll wash away.
Yeah, right. So
let's wait till Monday then. All right.
Yeah, we'll take a look at it Monday. See how nice it looks.
Okay.
It's being recorded, so.
What do you want me to do about it? People throw crap out their windows all the time.
I know.
So it's not
and then
coming from
I did
the inside.
See something the other day which was kind of unsettling. Who blocks off the street? Do we do that? Meaning
we do it.
So somebody must have gotten really angry at that, got out of his car, basically tumbled the thing over, and picked up some garbage, threw it on our side.
Oh, nice.
And then got back in his car and drove away.
So that was me.
How do we know this?
I was driving by when it happened.
During working hours?
Yeah.
Next time, call me.
Okay. And
please.
All right. I was happy he moved it. I had to go down that street anyway. So.
Oh, you're talking about the barriers that they put when
right
they.
Here.
Well, the problem is they move them to block, say there's a delivery or something.
Right.
But then they forget to put them back where they were. They've oh, they just kind of walk away.
Okay.
So I guess we got to be more diligent on putting the barriers back off the road once our deliveries are complete.
Well, today Con Ed is there, so they've blocked up the whole road.
Yeah.
Right.
KGD to provide open floor plan to YPS for signage evacuation plan.
Yeah, I need some blank plans.
Regarding furniture, YPS stated they are working with KGD and meeting with vendors. And
met with vendors this weekend up in Saratoga, so I had some good information to share.
And
she just let Sue trick everything out.
She did. That's fine.
She's probably already done that, right?
Fine with me.
She said it's Michael and Michael went.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
It's in progress.
Great.
We think it needs to be ordered in the January, February time frame to get here on time.
And issue with MP4 panel clearance is still open. All right.
Is that the one where we're going to move it?
Yeah.
Or put it on a new pad or something? Or
we need to shift it and do a little bit more additional concrete.
Fourth floor.
So what is it happening? It's not happening? Where does it stand? Because we installed our panel, we wired it, it's all ready, our panel's done.
Nobody wants to do it unless they get paid for it.
Okay, well, I'm just going to have to stay.
Wait, hold it. So what does that mean? Do we need it? Does the owner need it to be moved?
Yes.
Okay. So then we have to figure that out. So you can't just say it's going to stay.
No, the panel.
So stay.
We have a solution, Michael. We just have to send out the directives so and move the argument forward.
Gotcha.
There's a disagreement on it.
Thank you.
The next project meeting is October 25th. Don't bring Halloween costumes. We're a professional outfit over here.
Oh, come on. Can I bring Halloween candy?
Sure. Candy's always accepted. And I'll go around now. Anybody could add if they have something to add. Jose, do you got anything new?
No, just if they could just send me the information about the HVAC units. As we're looking at it, and Robert kind of came up with something, but we're going off of this 13 units.
I think we can figure that out. Yeah. Because we've gone through this before.
In here that I didn't think were needed.
Okay, what's on here?
So if you look at the bottom, the column, one of the columns down at the bottom, he's given us the amperage, so. Okay. You know, we're going with an 800 amp service, which is fine. It might be more than what we need. So if he's saying there's units on there that are not needed, that's good.
Yep.
But we need to know which ones because we got to feed them from the panels.
10 peak, so you don't have to heat everything. You're going to get residual heat from the other units.
Okay.
The less you do, the better for everybody.
When does permanent heat come available? At what point?
Well, that's not going to be until the switchboard is.
Right. It all goes back to that.
Yes. Because if you take a look at that schedule that he sent out, he's got a panel on every floor.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if that's needed.
Okay.
So we need to know exactly what all the units that are going to be needed. And then we can figure out where it can be fed from. And Mike, I don't know if you were here. We had the meeting with Eaton on Monday, and the panel looks like he could do a couple of weeks better than what he had.
That's awesome.
Okay, just not much, but just a couple of weeks. And they're working to better that date.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I got.
Thanks, Jose. Fran, you got anything?
Nope. Thank you.
Joe?
Payment 17 was submitted. Do you know, you have an update on that?
It's Kevin. Question.
I think
and pencil 18. I don't know if you respond or not.
I am halfway through it.
Okay.
I keep getting bothered.
We
gotta wrap this up.
Okay.
First. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. And then Nick asked a question about the. He didn't see them in the meeting minutes. The floodgates. Does that affect us?
We don't know what we're doing with that. It's still under investigation.
Yeah, if there's anything to be done,
we'll
let you know.
Yes, thank you.
We'll
okay.
Let you know.
So, we don't need him sending letters every week to ask about it.
Every day.
I grew up with Billy, so like, we would just really...
What's the item?
That's good. He'll hear it in a little while anyway.
What's the item?
About the flood for the community
flood
building.
Gates. There's some sort of discussion on flood gates.
Anything else,
yeah,
Joe?
Yeah, it was Mike brought it up at the last meeting, but it's still in like the stages of
yep.
What's happening?
Just checking.
It's
yeah.
It doesn't affect us.
Nope.
Anything else, Joe?
That's it right now.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry. Do we assuming issuing the schedule late this week, early Monday? Do we want to go through it Wednesday? Instead of...
Okay. Well, I don't want to get the schedule Wednesday morning.
If you're getting it Wednesday morning, no.
Okay.
If you get it by Monday the latest,
yes.
Do you want to have the meeting Wednesday?
Fine.
So you want to have a meeting with all the parties?
Yes.
Yeah, to go through that schedule. But everyone would have it... If we don't have it by Monday the latest, then we won't have that meeting.
Correct. Let's plan for that, then.
That's
17.
Mike, you got
anything? Sure. Jose, I know you said you were looking into when you're getting the fixtures for the bathroom ceilings.
Yes.
That are sheetrocked.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll need those sooner than later.
I spoke to the vendor yesterday. I went directly to the, not the vendor, to the rep.
Right.
So he said he was going to get on it right away.
From
the conversation they had, he said it seemed like he had those available.
Yeah.
So I told him, send them. We just need the housing. He said the housings are available.
Because you need...
Yeah. So, touching on light fixtures. Light fixtures started coming. We only got a few, but...
Right. Those are the only ones that will start to hold us up once we start sheetrocking, so...
Yeah, I got the letter.
We need those sooner than later, as well as the sprinkler heads to be complete in bathrooms. Anywhere I have hard ceilings...
Absolutely.
Because I have a ceiling guy on, we're trying to get all these bathroom ceilings buttoned
up. Everything you did. Thank you.
Any bathrooms, small bathrooms.
All right. Bye-bye.
So ceilings, hard ceilings for
bathrooms?
Hard ceilings. Only.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're concerned about.
Okay.
Yep.
I forgot one thing. Our elevator sub, when we push the date, he has his staff someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting back to me with a date to start. So I'll let you guys know that. He said they had to finish the job they went to or go, or at.
Okay.
Mike, did you have anything else?
Yeah, the... issue that came up when James French, James was here for Con Ed. 12 Radford Power. We're being held up over there, not being able to complete our block work.
At the corner.
At the corner, because
correct.
We're within the parameters. It's 3 feet away from the main, and it's an issue. It's a, you know, safety issue. They called up and said, oh, they'll be out here in 15 minutes. Can you move this car, move this? We jumped hoops, we moved everything. And that was last week, and I still have nothing taken care of in that corner.
They were going to be done that day?
No.
He's called for an emergency crew to come out here to fix the wire, do something,
or whatever. They never came.
Whatever they do, sure. And one of the gentlemen that was out from Con Ed said, we don't shield, typically, typically shield something like that.
Correct.
Because it's attached to a residence. But we have to complete work over there. We can't have our men back to back with a power line.
So his response to us was...
Oh, you mean the line is 3 feet away from where you're working?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, right here on this corner.
And it's a tub line? It's one of the top lines?
It's the service going into the house.
It's the service going to the house, right? It's kind of down to the job site.
Yeah.
So they told us you have to coordinate with the homeowner to shut the power down so you can do your work. That's not a solution.
The homeowner is from the meter forward. The power's still there from the pole to the meter, isn't it? To the house meter. The homeowner can't shut that power down.
No, correct.
No,
but Con Ed has to do that.
Con Ed's got to do that, but I think they got to tell his homeowner.
Yeah,
I got you.
That power so we can do their work, which is not a solution.
They want to shut down. That's not going to...
shut down that building.
That's not a solution. So.
Yeah, do like, I'm thinking like some sort of temporary enclosure to separate from the plywood enclosure.
So that's yeah. Like,
well, if they said they typically don't do it, will they do it in this case?
I don't know.
Well, that's kind of what I was trying to get from them, but.
Can't she?
I've got Kevin.
Ask Frenchie to help?
He was the one that said no, right?
No.
He was the one that was out here. We'll be in 15 minutes.
He seems to be communicating with Kevin, so I'm letting Kevin handle it.
Sorry for Mr.
French.
Keep busy.
We really need that done like yesterday so we can keep working in there and get out of there. So if somebody could help that, Kevin.
Yeah, that property recently sold. No longer really communicating.
Anything else, Mike?
And nothing other than shutting down the power of the building is not really a solution.
We did that.
You don't need to shut it down, just shield it. Right.
They don't want to shield it.
Well,
so they say they don't do the private.
But could they in this special little thing put a little something there?
Well, remember so when we asked the guy who came and did the shields?
Well, he said they're quite heavy. And
correct.
They, you know, so that's
yeah,
one of the
I know.
He said a rubber blanket, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How about a padded room? Yeah, I know. He's outside.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
He called you already?
No, he walked in. You're on the phone.
I think I'm okay for now.
Thank you,
sir.
We're almost done.
Russ, did you have anything?
Not today.
Thank you, sir. Good. Lee? Michael?
Just Brian and Lee. Did you guys talk already?
No, not yet.
Okay. Playground stuff.
Oh, yeah. I saw him in his email. I'll meet again.
Nancy?
Nope.
I do have one question.
Sorry, you missed your turn.
About the playground. Is it going to be features in the playground? Like, swing, not swings, but climbing stuff and everything. It's going to be a regular playground, right? Because we were.
It's really up to you what you purchase.
Yeah.
But there's room for that.
Yes.
Okay. Because that's what we need.
There is room for play equipment.
Yes.
Yeah. Brian said like the layout, so they'll find something that fits within that.
Yeah, well,
we created two zones with the thinking you'd want something for the young kids and something for the older kids.
Which is
and
the
safety surfacing is under the GC contract.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
Equipment installation.
Right. So, but the installation is also who's going to do that?
The
supplier.
So, like that installation, if it requires like a concrete pad below our finishes,
they do all that.
Would have to be prepped prior to us doing mm-hmm. our finishes.
Correct. It'll need a little coordination.
Yeah.
Once they figure out what they're getting.
Yep.
And Lee and Majo will coordinate with you guys on that.
Yep. That playground is far away from my brain right now.
Just so
big
to think about.
I'm sitting on it.
I was
going
to say, this is it, right?
Nancy, you said nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Jim?
Good.
Nick? Paul?
All good.
Brian?
Nothing, Chris.
Mike?
Nothing.
All right, guys, that's it for the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sit with Mike for 2 seconds. I mean, Jim.